What life experience makes you most qualified to be elected to city council?
Well, for starters, I was raised in Asheville. I was born and raised here. I grew up in West Asheville. I currently live in South Asheville. After entering the Air Force and being discharged, I went to work for the Buncombe County Sheriff's Department. And then 2.5 years later, I went to work for the Asheville Police Department. So I worked at the Asheville Police Department until 2009, when I retired. And so I've spent my entire life serving the citizens here of Asheville. And I know the inner part of the inner workings of the city after working for the police department all those years. I know the good and the bad. And I know that system, and I think I can improve on it and bring accountability and transparency to local government.
So what do you think is the greatest challenge that the city faces over the next 24 months?
I tell you, right now, the Asheville Police Department, the reason I entered this race is problems at the Asheville Police Department and their retention problem. They've got a real problem with leadership at the Asheville Police Department. August 20th, they had, by their own numbers, there were 27 officers short. And according to the information I have now, they've hired 16 to go through BLET, which is their training, which will take them 8 months or to a year approximately to be actually a functioning police officer. And then they've hired, I think it's six that are already sworn, which will take an additional 4 months. So with the retention problem, and they're that short, and I've heard that three this week or within the next week and a half or two in the last month are leaving. I don't know if they can keep up with the losing officers because morale's so bad. So if you don't have public safety or don't have police officers that patrol your city, their infrastructure is worthless.
What have you read recently that you enjoyed?
I'll tell you, since I grew up here in Asheville, people that are native here, some know and some don't know, but Cal Ripken Jr., who plays for the Baltimore Orioles and broke Lou Gehrig's record, his dad coached the Asheville Oriole baseball team, which was at McCormick Field at the time. It was an Oriole organization. And so Cal actually, through three summers or four summers in the early 70s, 71, 2, 3, 4, he played Little League in West Asheville. And I played Little League with him. And I've got the autographed pictures to prove it. And so I read his book, The Ripken Way, which is a family-based philosophy of his dad teaching him not only baseball fundamentals, but life skills. And so a very good read.
What have you learned about this community during your campaign for elective office?
You know, I've learned some areas of Asheville that, since growing up here, they've given these trendy names. For instance, if you live in West Asheville, in the Hall Fletcher area, it's considered East West Asheville. And if you live down where they're going to develop down around South Lexington and Cox Avenue, they've named that South Slope. So that the trendy names, I've learned that. That's mostly what I've learned because I never knew those. They called it, these phrases. I didn't know that's what they call these areas now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.